The Black Market is an initiative created by 85 South Media to highlight, amplify, and showcase leaders, entrepreneurs, and educators from our community. The show tapes monthly at our studio in Atlanta, Georgia. To submit you or your organization for consideration, go to 85SouthShow.com/Black Market. Now, welcome back to the 85 South Show, Black Excellence Spotlight. That's right. We travel all over the world looking for excellent black people who do excellent things. And we have this platform, and we want the black people who watch us to know that there's other black people out here doing shit that you might not even know nothing about. Yeah, so look, true. Check this out. I got my iPad. I am in interviewer mode today. Because y'all happen to be, in one of my lanes. I wear a lot of hats, but I never thought to make my own. Bruh, we got two of the coldest out here, man. I don't know if you're familiar with the brand. It's called Brims. You see right here, these ain't old player hats. These are for young players.
Nope.
Young old school players and old young school players. Does that make sense?
Bridging the gap.
Look, man, I'm sitting here with my guys today. I got Archie Clay and my man Taj Crutch. They are the owners of this brand. They have been featured all over the internet, Shade Room, and your favorite singers been throwing them on. People like Carrie Hilson. Mm-hmm. That girl Karen Civil is a fan.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, man, that's a dope ass chick. How did we get here? Tell me how this started. Where y'all from? Give me the background. Shout the hood out.
We're going to do it. Mama, let's see you. We here. We here, Mama.
But nah, I'm originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Shout out to the chat. That boy right there from Tennessee, man.
We all day.
Yeah.
But I'm raised in east side of Atlanta. So I went to Stoneman High School.
East Atlanta,
all day. He's on six.
Okay, bet.
Went to Tuskegee University. And then from there, man, I think we just kind of got to this point where we wanted to create our own lane and own legacy.
Yeah. Originally from Queens, New York, by the way of Enterprise, Alabama.
Hold on, introduce yourselves, because they ain't
going. Oh, I got it. Okay, my name is Taj Crutch.
There you go.
Queens, New York, by the way of Enterprise, Alabama. I went to Enterprise High School. Then I went to Troy University. Got my bachelor's in IT. And from right there, man, I always love fashion. It's been my hobby, it's been my thing. So
word.
When he hit me with the idea, we're gonna dive deep into that, but when he hit me with the ideas, it made sense.
Okay, all right, since we just black men talking black man shit, what were you doing the day your partner hit you?
I was playing a video game, just got off the crib, just playing a video game. I think I was on that 2K.
Word.
On that 2K, that's heavy. And he called me on some, hey, what's up, bro, I got an idea. You know you get some friends that just hit you with them crazy ideas.
I'm that friend.
You that friend?
This is no A. That's how shit happens,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes shit work.
Exactly.
Obviously, we hit now, but shoot, man. He hit me, was like, hey, bro, we need to start our own fedora luxury hat company. Word. And I was like, for real? Like, I wasn't even trying to hear it, but I used to work at a company named Steppin' Style in Troy, and they sold, like, Stacey Adams fedoras.
Word.
And I used to try to wear them and, like, spice them up. But, and I was
throw
like,
your own feather
throw
on.
My own little feather, side. Throw little stripes around it, but I always put it down. I always like, I'm gonna sell it, but I'm like, nah, I was being lazy with it. But then when he hit me, I was like, maybe it's a sign. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't believe him at first. I was like, all right, bro, I'll hit you up.
All right, let me ask you this. I ain't cutting you off.
No, you good.
Out of all the partners you got, why you want to get with, why you question?
Because he's swaggy, bro. I mean, I think
he's swaggy. He's swaggy. Your sauce game, right? Because it take a lot.
It take a lot.
Little razzle dazzle, you know.
But no, you gotta give respect. You gotta give respect to
his dude. I appreciate that.
You gotta give respect.
My dog Chico, this is the cleanest nigga I ever seen. This nigga travel with 9 outfits.
See, that's me.
That's him.
I hit that 50 limit on.
And you gotta take pictures of him too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
all day, every day. But so, no, I mean, I think you at that point in time, man, it was 2016 when I was like thinking of the idea, and I was like, we need someone that has the fashion sense but has the creative thought process as well.
Hold
right?
on 1 second. Y'all hear that?
Oh, you high, bro.
No, that's the point. I don't hear nothing. J-O-N, where is the pimping?
I asked.
You thought I was high. I can't just be dropping all this game and not even on no pimping.
Nah.
My dog, he
got the heat. J-O-N got that heat. I've been waiting for it.
He got like one job.
So, that's a
bet. So your dog even said you swaggy. So tell me how. Give me the rest of the story.
But nah, man, I think at that point in time, man, I was going through a lot. of my own social, of my own mental, right? And I was really trying to figure out, like, what can we do to change the game?
Yeah.
Like, hats have been around since the 1800s, but they've been white.
Probably
focused.
Before then.
Yeah, before then. But all the hat companies that are still around, Graham Brothers, Stetson, Bailey's, they're all white-driven,
right?
Right? So no one's made it cool.
Yeah.
Bro,
of course,
black people made hats cool. Yeah,
but they didn't own it.
They ain't own it. Bruh, when a nigga put a hat on back,
it'd be smooth.
What?
Niggas was like, what?
Smooth criminal. Smooth criminal.
Run DMC.
Run DMC. We made it cool, but no one was controlling the culture around it. Bruh, so we
y'all
out.
Y'all gotta get a custom piece to real Run.
Oh,
we want it. We need it.
I feel like
if you watching, I don't know where the camera is.
Am I tripping? Like, I feel like Rev Run hats are always bigger than everybody else.
Are you talking about the why? It's why. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am I tripping?
You ain't tripping. It's about two more inches wider than the others, but it's okay.
That hat is slightly bigger than all of the hats.
It is. He got to, like, walk to side, but it's all good. We're going to get him a wear brim.
Yeah, we get him custom.
I don't think he'll wear a brim.
You don't think so?
I think he prefers
the why.
Yes.
The who?
The wide brim. The wide brim. The Beyoncé's, you know what I'm saying?
You never paid attention to Rev Run hats. I think him and Big Daddy Kane got the biggest hats.
No,
in the game.
Anthony Hamilton. He got the big. He got
I don't think his hat big. Yeah. I think he just has a small head and small ears. That's my opinion.
Okay. That makes sense.
Did you see Steve Harvey's hat at the first?
Now, that was
a big.
That was a big one.
Came out the address just like the hamburger. You saw that?
Dripping.
Bro, this hat right here cold as fuck. What's that color combination?
Man, this is the Royal Fox right here.
That shit.
AKA the crowd attention, crowd pleasing. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like when you walk in the building with this, everybody gonna turn their head or like, what kind of hat?
It's confidence.
Yeah, you gotta have that confidence. And when we made this hat, like everybody was like, bro, that color, you don't see that in the store.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
So we wanna create our hats to be them. You know, those time pieces, you know what I'm saying? Like, priceless, man. You can't find this nowhere else.
Speaking of which, you think I forgot, but I only got like one part of seven to the intro to the story about how this got started.
We're gonna give
you. He hit me. The crib, just got off work.
Chilling.
I bet.
Playing the game, he hit me. I didn't believe him the first day. The second day, he called me back. So I'm like, bruh, remember the conversation we had last night? I was like, yeah, what's up? He's like, I got the manufacturer. I got what we were trying to felt. I already did the breakdown where we get everything out. Let's get it going. We just got to come up with a name. What's up?
I'm we like, got it popping.
I was like, yeah, this man
got the first sample within the next month.
Yeah.
And we're ready to roll.
And then I was like, we got to come up with a name. I was like, brim, my grandfather would say, always take off your brim in the hat, in the house. Take your brim off in the house. So Archie was like, yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Brims. That's short, sweet. Boom, let's run with it.
Did we add it? Wear brims. Made it sound.
Give them instructions.
Were y'all happy with the first turnout?
Yes.
That's my favorite one of all time. It's
really?
Called The Beginning. Mm-hmm. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's like the beginning is kind of the foundation of like who you are as a company, as a business at the same time. So The Beginning kind of like, it gives you that energy of like who we were and where we're going.
So let me ask you this. You open that box, you got your first sample. You are.
Bussing.
Hard.
Yes.
What were your critiques, though?
But we did. So we had one first. The one, remember the one with the pink bow?
The pink bow. Yeah, switched the bow.
We had to take the bow. I was like, this ain't it. I still wore it because I was like, I was just happy that we had our first hat in our hands. But it was like, we got to change it. So we fixed it up, sent it right back. It came back. It was like, this is it.
Right.
Ready to go.
Now, I'm going to jump in again, but we're still not finished.
Yeah,
keeping the mark.
Yeah,
I got you.
You said this is a men's and women's
unisex.
Unisex, bro. Mm-hmm. Okay, bet. Do you have anything targeted specifically to the ladies?
No. We feel like, you know, confidence is a driver for everyone.
Right.
Right? And it's for everybody. Like, we make hats that are aligned to you. And me and a lady. Doesn't matter what it is.
Just
the representation
just
it's just a dope hat.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, it don't have to be a man's, don't have to be a woman's. It's a brim.
Especially with these color schemes, you gotta have that confidence.
Yeah, y'all do custom pieces.
Yeah. Of course. You want one?
I want the Riverboat Gambler.
Riverboat Gambler?
That's what I want.
We gotta look that up.
I'm telling you.
Look, you hit me with something
that's
different.
That's actually a style of hat.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you said river?
Man, what am I? Research department. Pull up the Riverboat Gambler hat.
We gotta make that
hard.
We're gonna have you name it.
We're
gonna have you name it and everything we bring up. Riverboat Gambit. Okay.
Check it out. Watch this.
Oh okay.
Bro,
that's what that was.
Flip that on the camera so they'll know I ain't just over here talking shit.
Riverboat Gambit. Okay.
Let me see that. Yeah. I'm gonna let, let them get an out. Look how that motherfucker sits,
flip
bro.
Up. What's that? Got,
you be okay. Flying that, boy. You be flying.
I need you to do a show in that. We got you.
That's what. That's the custom piece.
Don't play around.
I got it.
We gonna
get your size.
Is anybody over here on the team?
Yes, yeah,
everybody.
The team.
Team. Riverboat Gamma all next week. Pull up some period pieces from the late 30s, early 40s. All right, bet.
Thank you.
I mean, we're not going to say it, we're not promoting this, but think Heart of Dixon meets Stagecoach Robert. Right, those are just the notes. So you know
yeah, I know.
Even if it's played, a little frayed.
What color?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'm thinking either chocolate or like a dusty, sandy brown.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate.
You got to break it down, though. You got to do the bowl, band. We can do it all.
Actually, we're gonna do a couple variations. Okay. I want the band to either be, I want the band to be an accessory where you could do it or you could not do
it.
You
want to take
but
it off.
But I want variations. I'm thinking if we go chocolate, I want like a, I'm thinking sky blue white.
I can see that.
Look, you've been thinking about this for a while.
You've been thinking about this. You
touch of red, real subtle though.
Okay.
It's red? Right?
A little
maybe,
drop.
Maybe not so like, slutty lipstick red. I'm thinking more like little Corvette red, subtle. It's an accent.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Little tone
we'll
down.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Okay. So give me more of the story or how.
No, I think for their man, the first 2 years of the company was just research, understanding our brand, and understanding our customer base. I think at the end of the day, it's just like you have to understand your brand and who you are, right? Before you just start going crazy, because we didn't drop that many pieces in the first 2 years.
So let y'all land on some game right quick.
I'm ready.
Ball guys. Ball. Men who are bald.
Okay.
We got every hat. Every hat. That's why I was excited to do this piece right here.
Every hat.
Hell yeah, because I need plugs into different hats.
That's real.
Look, man.
I like how y'all
check
we
your,
got you.
You
we got you
bag.
Something right.
Stop playing.
We got you something right.
Let
look.
Me act like I don't know.
Look, you know, custom wear rooms, dust bag, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you.
You know what? I was going to wait a little bit.
You can go ahead, miss Christmas.
All right, I definitely got my snapback. Okay, that ain't even snapback.
Nah, that's not my snapback. Luxury strap, brown what? Strap, leather yeah. Strap.
Come on,
you can throw it on if you want, but it's on you, boy, it's up to you.
Okay, bet. I am more, I am enough. Man, what? That's what you say when you walk out of a crib. Then we got some more sweat. Got a whole hoodie.
Luxury
out here.
Hoodie. Go ahead and
open
ahead,
that man. Up right quick, you know, for the flavor. Mm. So my neighbor them can know.
You feel me? I don't see that.
Yeah.
That's all you.
Oh man, y'all got some great promo on the back too. You wanna hold the sleeve so we can get
it. I got
that
you,
out.
Bro.
I got you.
Read it out to them, let them know what
got. Got Brims, Lemonition Linear Hoodie, AW2-20-21, Atlanta, Georgia.
Not for sale.
Come on now.
Now, floor now, Brims. Project it around the bottom of the hat. That's what a brand. Brim Linear Group established 2016.
Hey, that's dope, man.
Welcome
that's
to the family, bro.
Appreciate it. Yes. I'm happy to be here.
Appreciate it.
You know, it ain't nothing like family.
You already know.
I'll be
that drunk ass uncle that bring up shit don't nobody want to talk about.
You know, the last piece of chicken.
what are the mortgages do on the house? That's what won't nobody say nothing.
Nah, welcome, man. I think family is a big part of our company. Like faith, family, and confidence.
That's what I was just about to ask you, man. Who's been some of your biggest supporters? And, you know,
family. Yeah. And our friends, they've been our big supporters. They've been pushing us from the beginning. Like, even when we told them we're going to start our own brand, they was like, we with it.
I forgot. Hey, oh, we got one.
Yeah. No, we set it up. We got you right.
Cool. Bro.
Yeah.
I always throw it up so we can
see. Yeah, man. Our faith, family, confidence. That's our pillars, you know. Our family been pushing us from the beginning. We had our rollout, they was there. Our friends been there, we showing them our samples. They like, man, y'all keep going because without them, yeah.
Bro, have y'all gotten into the black church market yet? Because I'm, you know, that's a big market.
I mean.
Hey, it's a big market.
Special church lady hat.
That's where my inspo came from, my grandparents.
But if we could start like a church lady line, like branch off, just church lady hat.
Just church lady.
What would you call it?
Church lady hat.
That's the underwear brands. Church lady hat.
Church lady hat.
Their own collection.
I think we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of business to talk about, bro, outside of this.
I'm telling you.
We got to make your hat.
I wear a lot of hats.
And we got to get this church lady hat.
Bruh, Riverboat Gambler is my first piece.
That's the first wave.
Yeah.
We're Virgil on it right now.
Exactly. Nah, we're not gonna do, cause I'm upset at Virgil.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're not even gonna
Virgil
talk.
Been.
Ah, touch yourself. Okay, I got
yeah,
you.
We're not gonna even go.
We don't worry about
that. I got a t-shirt with a $50 bill on it that say, fuck Virgil. So wow. I can wear that today.
Ooh, ooh,
that's a deep
but
one.
But it's not like throw Virgil away. I'm just letting him know. I'm in his fan base.
Oh, that's what he did with it. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like when you become a fan of a new artist.
Yeah.
Mixtapes
yeah.
is hard. Yeah. And then you hear the album and you're like, I need to work with you.
Now, people be hyping the album because they, like, you've been on them and then they hype the album. And
but they hype the album on, that's what gets you going. You be like, oh shit, I know the album would be stupid.
But how I do it, I let them listen to the album and they hype it up. I'll wait. I'll wait, man.
You gotta wait. I'll never listen to an album on the first day.
Nah, I gotta support. I'm gonna listen to the album on the first day. I'm gonna support.
I mean, get it.
I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna let it sit for a second. Okay.
Don't read nothing.
Bro, what's the styles of these hats we have on the table? Ahead, you have specific names for each piece, right?
Yeah, this one right here is the Rosetta Rose.
I like that.
That's the Rosetta Rose. It was based off his grandmother.
My grandma. I knew it. That's what I'm saying. Black ladies.
Our feather on our logo is the Red Robin. That's Archie's grandmother favorite bird.
Okay.
And she passed away. So we kind of gave that dedication to her.
Yeah.
That one right here, the Liv Woods, we might change the name later. We don't let the audience make give us the name for that.
You go check the comments.
I'm gonna check the comments. I'm gonna let the audience tell me some. Let us know. And then we had it right here. It's the Papa Square. Right here.
Yeah.
That one right there is based around my grandfather's Papa Jones and Papa Crook.
Yeah.
That little saddle, you know, it's a grandfather.
Y'all should have brought some more. I want to see some more shit, bro. Yeah. But tell me, you went to the HBCU, man. How was that?
I mean, can't get too deep in that, but you know, it's just lit.
You can't get too deep in it.
You know, the life is different on the
what
other
you
side.
It's a secret.
I'm just playing around. I'm for Tuskegee, man. This is the energy. Like my little brother going there in the fall.
Okay.
And my sister's graduating next month.
It's that legacy, so, man. Like, keep that going.
The energy is crazy at Tuskegee. I mean, I think if it wasn't for Tuskegee, I probably wouldn't be in this position right now. I learned entrepreneurship through my Lime brothers. Because both of my Lime brothers, their parents own Fortune 500 companies.
Right.
So that energy, I was like, I never seen it like that before. Coming from the east side, like that's unheard of.
So check this out. Y'all going on 5 years in the business, right?
On the 5 year next
year. Okay, so check this out. What would you say to budding entrepreneurs who may see this and be inspired? You know, they might have a shirt line or whatever their business is. Or
do your research. Don't just go out there throwing out everything. Make sure you know exactly what you want to put out. Don't take no for no answer. Keep them doors. Like, a lot of people might shut them, but keep them doors in, because at the end of the day, you all you got. Like, me and Archie, we didn't have no blueprint starting this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We had to really do our research and dig in deep. So I just tell people, you know, stay focused, stay encouraged, and you know, don't let the haters tell you nothing. If you have an idea, like Archie did when he came to me, and it's different, and you never heard it, and you tell you one of your friends, and you're like, I don't know, you might want to do it.
Hey man, let me ask you this, since you got the sauce, give me a few variations how you can really, like, wet his hat, bro. This is your brand and shit.
This is my brand, how I wear it. Right now, how I got it on.
Give him a few pointers on how to properly wear a brim.
Straightforward, you know what I'm saying? You get it real simple, you come in there.
I wear mine like this, because I feel like I got the world on my shoulders. Like, I feel like I'm just the boss.
Okay.
Yeah, but then you can flop it in the back, you got a fresh cut, you know what I'm saying?
That's that church boy.
Okay. You know, some people kind of to the side, be old school.
They's deuce.
It's a little swaggy.
A little swaggy, but mostly I keep it to the front.
Okay. All right, bet. Man, we got a lot of people who watch these shows, man. And, you know, they really take into this Black Excellence part. And they really, I know they're going to support and buy some pieces. And they're going to go crazy trying to show you how to wear this one. So the challenge is to anybody who hits the site, buys a brim, tag 85 South and let us know how you wear your shit.
Mm.
How you like that as a challenge?
I like that challenge.
Where can they find the, you know, the online?
Oh, you can follow us on wearbrims.com.
Okay.
WEARBRIMS.
Okay. Social media.
IG, wearbrims. Twitter, wearbrims. Yeah. Facebook, wearbrims.
Who would be some of your dream clients if you could get your product
Kanye.
In the hand of anybody?
Kanye.
He said Kanye.
I say LeBron. Kanye. For real.
Okay.
For real.
You know who's got a crazy ass hat collection?
Who?
D.L. Hugo, Cedric Everton.
We got Cedric one. We got Cedric. He got that one.
Cedric got that one.
He got that one.
I knew he was going
to. He got that one.
He liked that with
Beyonce, too. Definitely. Okay. And Riri. Got to get Riri.
Yeah.
You also have to find us in Nordstrom, too. We just dropped in there last month.
Yeah, we dropped. I forgot all about that.
First black man doing great things.
Black luxury hat, man.
Yeah. That's what's up. What y'all hoping for the future, or what you got coming for the future? I use the word hope lightly because clearly you brothers are doing your thing, but you know, as
definitely.
Artists and shit, we still got hopes and dreams and aspirations.
Of course.
Nigga, this might just be the intro. Y'all might get in socks.
Got accessory pieces.
Umbrellas.
Bro, I got two of my uncles. Like one uncle and a player partner. I know for sure they gonna buy some.
They gonna
buy some socks.
Man, shout out to my uncle, Tone X. Comedian Tone X. I know he gonna fuck with you, and he is the sock king when it comes to this shit.
Listen, that'd be good.
My man Charles Hopgood, he wear a dirty ass hat. He keep a dirty ass hat. He got me one. You saw that brim I had on the BET Awards?
Yes.
Custom. Yes.
Custom.
Bro, we got a few dirty pieces, bro. Yeah.
I think DC had his in his music video. I said, look,
DC be going crazy. He got a few of them.
Yeah, see, but you know what now? Like, you can't shop no other rim other than us going forward.
I mean, after today, it's solidified.
It's solidified.
Now, this is another question I have. What the hat box is hitting on? Because, you know, that says so much about the hat.
That's coming soon. We got the hat boxes coming. We already got it to sample up.
All orange. Going crazy.
My shit gotta be leather.
Leather?
Leather.
Got
you want your love box leather?
Yeah. The car, man.
Yeah.
Got you.
A three shooter. Custom. I'm gonna be sitting there like that.
On the side of it?
Uh-uh.
No.
Maybe I'll come up with a cool ass alias or something. Riverboat Gambler. That's what my hat box say.
Riverboat Gambler.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
RB. Gambler, some, you know, it's
subliminal.
Yeah.
Some subliminal, some gangster.
I hate giving out the sauce. You get what I'm saying? Just tell them where they need to hit you at for this part.
Wear brown.
And this is on some professional shit.
Info at wearbrown.com.
A team will make sure they get right.
Info at wearbrown.com.
I want you to have the best available.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that your models are not.
No, but I did mine's a little special. I did my mom.
But check this out.
I did my mom.
And that's why I was getting that.
Okay.
That's cool for the grown lady. but
we need to
turn you up.
Okay, turn me up. Turn me up.
Turn you up.
Okay.
Your mom's not about to post your hats on TikTok.
Oh, no, nah, you're right. Oh, you're right.
I see you saying.
I'm trying to
diversify.
Get you.
Diversify.
Exactly.
Diversify.
There are portals on the internet that we ain't all going to be able to reach.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Even into these ladies that I know.
Oh.
We need. My only thing, though.
Okay.
You gotta get at least one plus ass on every show.
Of course.
Okay, of course.
Because yeah. They're, like, that's a whole nother
that's
struggle.
A no-brainer.
I'm gonna bring them on. Well, I'm gonna bring some that I know on here because, you know, that they're going through a whole nother thing. So they got my support.
That's real.
So
that's real.
Always. That's real. I love them.
That's real.
Love them. I love that. We're gonna have to make that happen.
We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of conversations.
I'm in the hat
that.
Game, bro.
Okay, plug us in. Give us
you
try.
Just ain't seen me get saucy all the way with.
Okay.
There's nothing to worry about.
I know you got it in. I already know.
Of course. The world been shut down. I ain't get to bust out.
You ain't got
to
go
that's
crazy.
Been crazy.
Bro.
That's been crazy.
I just been on my, you know, snapbacks and shit like that.
Going through that pandemic, it's been crazy.
Yeah, but you know, it's making a lot of people really lock down and execute.
I think that's where we are right now. Yeah. I mean, I think that. The pandemic
we
really
to slow down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We need to slow down. I think from a mindset standpoint, people just start need to realize that it's more to your dreams. It's, and you got to be actionable around the dreams.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we are now. It's like seeing our visions come to life, but also knowing that the light is right there at the end of the tunnel.
And it definitely showed everybody like to prioritize and what's important and where you direct
save.
The energy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's been so long of a time. It's like whatever the fuck you was on in the beginning of this year, you definitely ain't on that no more.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
We had a pivot. Our manufacturer got shut down, so we had a pivot.
The
so
first 5 months.
How did y'all handle that?
Man, I think for me, man, we it was mentally emotional for a second.
Yeah.
But I think when we talked, like, quickly, like, we got to make something. So we started doing a segment called Wear Brims Spotlight, where we just kind of have conversations with local entrepreneurs and things in the industry to really help them or help people that are listening to really say, yo, like, We can do it too,
okay.
And we can be motivated to and be inspired to do more than just
this
be at the
shit
curb.
This shit is inspiring me. Can I pitch another idea?
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead and pitch it.
Go ahead.
Nah, you might need to talk to me.
What if it's a line, right?
Okay.
Hear me out. It's gonna sound fucked up. Old white dudes.
Keep it going. I got. Yeah. Okay. We got any more?
Old white dudes. We need. You see how cool and dope these look?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want that.
What they want? What they want?
They don't need. They don't want no flavor.
Nah. They be buying it. But listen.
I'm saying. It's a few.
It's they a got few. A little yeah, sauce. Yeah, little few, little taste.
I like black. Not them. I'm talking about. Give me that hat, boy.
Oh, you talking about those? Okay. What you doing on my yard? Okay.
It's on the way to the Kentucky Derby. Colonel Sanders.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. You know that little hat that the shady white man who tried to buy the land from your grandfather wore?
Fuck it.
Coming out the house.
State Fair.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I don't know the specific style or name of that one, but it's like short and with a small.
It's close to the cowboy. Right?
Yeah, that's kind of. Yeah.
But we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll.
Anything else we ain't touching?
Man, I think we want to make sure that people know that the brand is, of course, we sell a product. That's just what it is.
Drop the website again.
Yeah, wearbrands.com. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's it. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like our brand is about fedoras and brims, but yeah. We want to make sure we're inspiring and motivating people as much as possible through our store and through who we are as a company and, of course, African Americans.
Let me ask you this, because this seems to be the way that business is going now. Have y'all reached out to any social media influencers?
In the beginning, we definitely was reaching out, but I think a lot of people wasn't reaching back.
Yeah, I think it's more authentic now. Yeah. Like, we like to have, like, for us having this conversation, now we know you're interested. You're part of the brand, part
of
the family.
I'm gonna buy my shit too, just know that.
We appreciate that.
I'm always the type of motherfucker where it's like,
got that family member that be like,
it's not even that. It's just like you said, when people give you shit, they want you to. I guess they expect you to have more. You know, it's never enough appreciation. If I can buy some shit and show you, like, this is mine, I fuck with that. I feel like that goes.
The energy is a little different because it's yours.
Yeah. Because you got a freedom of choice.
And I feel like when they buy it, they really want it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why it's like good for us to have conversations. And when we talking to influencers or celebrities, like, I want to actually talk to you to make sure that this is something that you want.
See, that's the thing about the black community, bro. We're 100 years behind on conversation because this shit used to be illegal for three black men.
That's true.
They had laws against that shit.
They had conversations that never happened.
That's true. That is true. That's powerful.
We could have been building like this 100 years ago. Your grandfather could have left y'all this
time. And we would have been straight.
Restrained us from inheriting.
Exactly.
Of course.
Exactly.
But look, I want y'all brothers to be successful. So you drop the site, man. You look at
I dropped the site. Which camera?
www.wearbrands.com. Make sure y'all go out there and support, like, make sure y'all subscribe to their
Nordstrom.
All the time. Nordstrom.
Shop Nordstrom.
Shop Nordstrom's and make sure y'all wear y'all brims because we all kings and queens out here. On your crown.
Right. Well, look, man. Don't let this be the last time y'all stop through.
We right down the street.
Every time.
I'm saying whatever you got that you want to promote, gotcha. New shit coming out, new launch, whatever, bro. The 85 South Show, we right here to support the black community.
Appreciate love.
Go hit that site. We out of here.
Appreciate it, bro. I appreciate that, man.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, bro.
Bringing
I should have smoked that shit before. Man,